Paul, just from a coach's standpoint, first and foremost, what's the last 24 hours been like?
It happens over time. I think we got snowed in Denver for 3 days once. We had three teams snowed in Carolina for a weekend once. So it's really not that big a deal. We got to practice today. It's a shift of days. It's actually a lighter week for us because it gets rid of one of the back-to-backs, drops us to 13, so we don't mind that.
Update on the guys that didn't skate today, I guess, starting with Shifley and Mathias.
I think they're all very probable. Mark will play tomorrow. Sean, we'll have to see how it feels tomorrow.
Any update at all on Tyler Myers?
Better skate today. He's still on alternate days, but yesterday he skated and it had good results, so okay. Storm wasn't too bad. He was able to get to the rink.
How about Daniel? Would he be an option tomorrow?
Yep. Yeah, so he's cleared. There's no issues, right?
What about Jacob? Where is he
at? We'll see how he comes tomorrow. Yeah. we'll see. I don't know if I'm hopeful yet.
How would you assess the season of Dustin Byfuglien overall?
A lot like most of our veteran drivers. So in the same manner of, you know, Blake and Brian taking on more, and responsibility is not the right word, but taking on more of a load with the team that had been banged up a little bit. So he's, in terms of personality and investment in the days that we have, outstanding. You know, he's really matured over the years. Not that he was immature, but he's taken on a role where he's mentoring young players and drives practice and keeps the mood intense at the right time, but positive, which takes a certain strength of character, because this hasn't been an easy year, and the years aren't when half your club is a pretty young team and you suffer what we've suffered through. Those are the guys that get looked at, right? The people in responsibility to pull this team out and through. And they've been really good. We're always looking for more and better play from every athlete, but in terms of the load we've asked them to shoulder this year, it's been strong.
Are you seeing a big difference in risk reward? There seems to be a lot of debate over that element of his game this year compared
to
last.
Well, there would be no doubt that there is less, right? But Dustin will have more risk in his game on the ice with certain players, and depending on how we structure the lines. So the younger the group, the less risk he puts into his game, for the most part. When he's on the ice with Little or Scheif and Wheeler, and I guess Mark's, he's still a young guy, you'll see him up the ice more, you'll see him behind the net more, they know how to play off him. He's a little bit more patient now, depending on who he's on the ice with and the recognition of who they're playing against, because for the most part, two of our three lines are, as they are today, are pretty young. And they're going to get out against a good unit, right? They started to run Johansson against Ehlers and Laine and Little, so a little more patience with that.
What's Nick Batan need to do to get himself back into a little bit more of the mix here?
Probably just be healthy.
Do you expect to play tomorrow?
As of now, yes. It's possible. More than hopeful.
Is there part of his game, though, that you would like to see more? I know we've talked about him a lot in the last little bit.
What's difficult for me with the media is when I'm assessing a young player and there's a part of his game that I want to get better, it doesn't mean he's bad at it, right? It's also not necessarily permanent. So for Nick, we think we've seen real good improvements in the pace of his game, and we'd like to see more. So speed, quickness up and down the ice. His reads under the puck in the defensive zone, that's solely a center ice thing that we'd like to see him get better at. And at the end, the keeper is, when he gets out on that power play, he gets an opportunity to do some of the things that he's capable of doing, and he needs to, right? That's the hook that he has to stay in the lineup in a lot of ways, as a skilled guy that's not playing in our top six.
Paul, I know you got a dozen games left here, but are you even curious to how this Calder Trophy thing is going to pan out in the end?
Yeah, well, I'm incredibly curious. We've got, you know, probably two or three rookies that are having great years that aren't even going to get themselves into the mix, and it'll come down to the two exceptional players that are in the league. We've both Toronto and I would think Winnipeg clearly believe that their guy should be the Calder winner, and I think that comes from the fact that I get to see Patty every day. So just, I know it's going to be goals and assists, but you watch practice today and you watch the hands and the number of times that he scores, you're thinking this guy's got to be the best kid in the league. I'm sure that Toronto feels that way about Austin Matthews. So great, great young players. We're pulling for our guy.
What do you hope the Riders look at besides goals, assists, points? What do you feel Riders need to look at besides just the numbers that
I would think responsibility and then development of the game, right, for both players. We Patty plays against the other teams. We play him in our top six. At times we played him with Nick Ehlers. I know Mark's still a young guy. That's a pretty young group of guys who goes out too. But they play against the elite, right? They'll draw the shutdown pair of D an awful lot. But then after that, I think you probably really are relying on the statistics to tell you the stories, because it becomes very subjective after that about the development. Patty Laine is a markedly different player now than he was at the start of the year. The reason that story won't get told as much is because his scoring has been pretty darn consistent. I mean, he's came in as a shooter and has been good all year. But his play away from the puck has made huge strides, and he's still 18.
As someone who worked in that Toronto media market, are you concerned at all about Eastern bias, or is that a myth?
Are we talking about in specific? I don't know what the numbers are, right? California won the popular vote, didn't they? That was right from the hip, too. I just kind of thought of that.
Just briefly, Coach, with the Laine, I know you've answered so many times, but what makes him special?
Well, he's got a shot that nobody understands. When we watch it, we slow it down on video, watch the flex, and there's all different kinds. It's the one-timer with just incredible velocity on it. The shot that gets off his stick, the wrister that gets off his stick before you think a guy can get it off, and then it's not necessarily in the same part relative to the rest of his body. He can do it in his feet, he can do it from right out. And at that age, or at any age, you just don't see that shot very often.
Just with Pius and Scheifler, are they injuries or illness or anything?
Yeah, Mark's a little under the weather. Yeah, one of the two. Yeah, it depends on if he plays 100% fine. I'll tell you if he's no good tomorrow.